Here in the real world, Alan Jackson on 96.7 The Legend, 10 in a row every single time we start the music. Just a few days ago, he started a Western Canada tour with Brooks and Dunn. Interesting.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Heels kicking across a dance block keeps me on a slow burn.
Slow burn, T.G. Shepherd. He's going to be at the Georgia Mountain Fair in Hiawassee, Georgia in October. This song goes out to my dog, who apparently is my wife's new husband, the queen of the house, and the terrorist, all at the same time. Why me?
Why me, Lord?
On this episode of The Commercial Break,
you're at Twitties, Oil and Lube, on Highway 777. It's Brian and Cam from Late Night on the Legend. Come on up for your chance to win half off your Twitty Lube.
And there was no one there.
No.
There was no one there. And people would pull out of the lube and they'd be like, what station you with?
WWLG 96.7 The Legend. You ever heard of Late Night on the Legend?
Those fucking liberals! Late at night! The two funny guys!
That's right, they've just been fired. We're the new management.
We're not them.
Yeah,
we're a new management here to talk to every single of the three listeners. We're here to find the three listeners of WWLG.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Hope everyone's doing okay. Hope everyone survived Flopageddon.
Well, we did here in Atlanta, but man.
Oh, yeah, but millions of people.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't. I shouldn't joke because there are a lot of people without power,
yes.
Full of ice, full of snow,
damage.
Full of cold, cold weather.
Lots of damage. Yeah, trees down.
Yeah. Right now, it's just ice porn. That's what I've been looking at for the last 2 days. Ice porn.
Yeah.
I mean, we did get a good glazing up here.
We did.
We got a nice glaze, but it all went away within hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, meh. But all night long, all I could hear was that ice falling off the trees.
Popping.
And just smashing against the roof. And it really made me very nervous. So I didn't get a lot of sleep on Sunday night. On Sunday night,
yeah.
I did not get a lot of sleep. But I didn't get a lot of sleep yesterday. I have children, so I don't get a lot of sleep in any situation.
When they're home.
Fucking kids.
And can't go outside.
I'll tell you what. What's that?
And can't go outside.
Can't go outside.
Yeah.
They wanted to, but
right.
I said no, because I let Blue out the back door on Sunday morning,
yeah.
And she was like, she was just sliding from one side of the porch to the other. And so I said, well, I'd go out there and help you, but I'm not going to get hurt.
No.
You figure it out, dog. Come back. So anyway, for a lot of us, it was just a wet mess.
Mm-hmm.
Just a cold, cold, wet mess.
Yeah, it's still going to be in the 20s, I think, throughout this week at night.
It is freezing cold. That is
really cold.
That is the line. You know,
yeah.
Here's what I love about the weathermen, who for a straight 10 days could not warn us strongly enough about how dangerous this whole situation was going to be. And we needed to stock up on this and make sure you have that. And the power's likely going to go out and you're going to be stuck for days and days without any. They painted a scene straight out of a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're back at it again for this weekend.
Oh,
they're back
are?
At it. Yeah. I watched one of the weathermen put together a whole, well, now that it's over, let's recap what we got right and what we got wrong. And He couldn't find anything they got wrong.
Right?
No, they found he got everything right. They got everything right. You know, we were right on about the timing. No, you weren't. It happened like you said it was going to come on Friday. It happened on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I know. We were like out stocking up Tuesday.
We were out Monday.
Yeah.
We were ordering groceries.
Right.
I was like, babe, we better get this now because people are going to go crazy by Wednesday. Since Friday, it's going to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed a weird thing happened. I was looking out my window on Friday evening. There wasn't a fucking car driving by my house.
Really?
For like an hour. It was really strange.
Eerie.
Yeah, it was eerie. It was strange.
Were you just sitting there looking for the entire hour?
I was. I told my kids I had to go do some work, and I just sat in here and watched. Outside.
Meditated.
Yeah, meditated. Yeah, I was watching all the drama on the TV. You know? Fucking mess. What a fucking mess.
God.
So I've had some people on Instagram who have written and said, why don't you address this situation with ICE immigration enforcement in the United States? Because on my personal page, I have a lot of people that are Venezuelan and some that are here, some that are there, some that are spread all out across the world. And I'll address it really simply and really quickly, and then we'll move on with happier topics because we'd like to give you a break, hence the name
yes,
The Commercial Break.
That's right.
But I'll address it quickly. There is no rational human being, apparently now including Donald Trump, who think that anything that's going on in Minneapolis is good for the United States of America. It is fascism gone crazy. It is very reminiscent of the videos and photos we used to see as children about World War II and the fascist Nazis. And this gentleman, Pretty, who was murdered, was murdered. He was murdered. There is no other way to put it, by a bunch of reckless, untrained, bootlicking stormtroopers. That's all it is, with their faces covered, and they ran away from the scene as they did in the last incident. They ran away from the scene. At least in this incident, somebody tried to do something where I saw some officers above him trying to do something,
right,
but they disarmed him, then they shot him.
Yeah.
And that is crazy. That is just insane. And you can't make justifications for it. There are no justifications. Whether you like guns or don't like guns, it's in our Constitution. You're allowed to carry them. Mm-hmm. And he was legally carrying a gun, but he was never brandishing it. Never. Not once in that any of the videos that I saw.
No, he had his phone in his hand.
Yes. This is a fucking hot mess, and it needs to get solved quickly, or there will be a dark nightmare, a dark cloud that falls across the United States. It's already halfway over the United States, and it's certainly in Minneapolis. And the president needs to stand down, and the Republicans, some of them, I give them credit, are finally saying something. Too little, too late, in my opinion, but here we are. And this is a bridge too far. This man will be remembered as the turning point, I think, in a very dark chapter in American history. Get the criminals, the violent criminals, off our streets. No one's going to disagree with that. But this power is unchecked, and it's dangerous. And fuck it. And fuck the people who agree with this. That's it. That's all I got to say. There's no other way to put it. It is a dark nightmare that needs to end. Everyone needs to stand down. Stand down. Take ICE out of Minneapolis, out of Maine, out of Chicago, out of Los Angeles, and put trained police officers in the streets where they belong. You know, I've never had so much appreciation for a trained police officer as I do now.
That's true.
Because I was watching, like, on YouTube, it serves me up all these videos, you know, based on my history or whatever. And I got like 12 different Gmail accounts for the.
You do.
I do. I have so many Gmail accounts. But I was logged into one. And a number of years ago, I got into like watching videos about people getting arrested for this or that, you know, whatever. And when I was watching, so it was popping these videos back up over the weekend, and it made me appreciate a trained police officer who is trained to de-escalate and look for situations. And I even watched a couple of videos where the perpetrator had a gun on him, and never once did the officer take out his gun. He disarmed the perpetrator professionally. That's what he did, because that's what they're trained to do. So these guys are just, you know, untrained, jackbooted thugs. And that's it.
And the masks. I mean, it's scary.
It's really scary. It's meant to be scary.
Yeah.
It's meant to instill fear in the normal citizen so that they don't speak out, so they don't protest, so they don't help like Preedy was doing. That's what he was doing. He was helping a woman. He was picking her up off the ground after the ICE officer pushed her down on the ground, and he lost his life. And he was a fucking nurse. And a veteran's home. God damn, dude. Really. Honestly. I mean, we're losing good people now because of this. You know? Not only are there, like, we're filling the streets with the bad people. The criminals are the ones with the masks on and ICE enforcement badges. Those are the bad people. Make no mistake about it. They mean harm. That's what they want to do. That is their mission. And it needs to stop. And I hope it does. And I hope no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, you can agree with this one.
I think so.
I don't know. You know, I go on that fucking X every once in a while.
I can't even get on there.
Yeah, I think it's mostly bots created by Elon. I really do. I'm convinced of that to charge people up and to talk about it. But I will say this. There are a lot of people who are excuse making, saying you don't bring a gun to a protest. You don't bring a gun to a protest? You mean like January 6th? Mm-hmm. Like all those people that went to a protest legally carrying their firearms? Is that? Well, I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how some people will twist and turn just to suck the dick of
to fit their dear leader. Their narrative is.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Anyway, okay. All right. Enough. Brian said it. Okay. There. I addressed it. But I'm not going to do it on my Instagram page because I talk about Venezuela.
That's right.
That's right.
I wanna, you're Venezuelan.
That's my
place.
I'm Venezuelan now. It's crazy. It's crazy how people just go crazy about the content that I create. And it's so dumb. It's just so dumb. But people love it. And I get excited. I'm like, oh, okay. So I said to Astrid, hey, Astrid. She won't be on camera though. People are asking, they're like, where's your wife? Like, get her on camera. She won't go on camera. So I said,
you should have like a picture of her, like on a stick, you know?
Oh, that's not a bad idea. That is not a bad idea. Yeah. I will even have to get permission from her to do that too.
Of course. But that could be a little bridge.
It could be a little bridge. Mm-hmm. We could do that. I put a picture up of her once, but it was the only authorized picture I have of Astrid. I only have one. Every person that's married to a woman who is a reluctant photo taker will know that you have to get direct express permission to put photographs of your loved one online.
Absolutely.
But to be fair and unfair, I also hate every photograph that I take.
Meanwhile, I see a ton of them. You guys take.
We take all kind of photos, but we don't put them up online. I mean, Astrid does, but her account's private. She's got a couple hundred people that follow her. Excuse me. We take a ton of photographs. I don't like any of them, but Astrid will post them regardless of whether or not I like them. But when it's Astrid's turn, I am not allowed at all to post photographs unless I get her express written. I have to get a release form for my own wife.
Yeah.
So I have one picture that I know from like 6 years ago that I know is approved. And so I put it up and people went crazy. So anyway, so I don't have any, so she won't come on camera, even though people are asking. And I said, okay, I've got an idea for a reel. You have these like crazy sayings in Venezuelan, in Spanish, in Venezuela, like throwing the dog or it was crowded, then grandma gave birth. Like there are in English.
What does that mean?
Okay, I'll explain, all right? You can go watch the reel, but I'll explain. Throwing the dog means that you are hunting someone. You are like flirting with them. You're after them, right? And you're flirting with them hard and you're trying to
hunting the dog.
Yes.
No, throwing the dog.
Throwing the dog.
Okay.
Which makes no sense whatsoever, but that's what it means.
Okay.
So I have this idea. I said, "Give me some things that you say in Spanish that I can repeat to the audience in English and then we'll have a little fun with it." And then I throw in a punchline or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we sat here for like 10 or 15 minutes and she said it, but I had to put a microphone on her, but she sat in your chair and she refused to be filmed. So I had to keep the camera right here while she was talking and I was responding to some strange human being. So throwing the dog means to hunt someone to be after them.
Okay.
There was another one. Leave
chasing them. Like what's in that? A romantic way?
Yes.
Okay.
Sexual way.
Like not actual.
No, you're not hunting doggy style. Right. Hunger Games. You're not hunting doggy style. You're hunting the dog. Got it? Yeah. Right. Okay. The next one was leaving the hair. Leave the hair, which means to like, when someone leaves you high and dry, they leave the hair, right? Oh, they left the hair. It's like, it's such a weird fucking thing to say.
They left you like in the lurch?
Yeah, they left you in a lurch. They left you high and dry. They took off without, you know, helping or whatever. You know, I guess it can be used in multiple different situations. But the other one
is... What was the grandma?
Yeah, okay, ready? This is the one. And this has got people just going online right now because, you know, I hit a nerve, like in a good nerve, but a nerve. And now people are giving me all kinds of phrases that they use that are just strange. A lot of stuff about the culo, which is your butthole. A lot of culos. A lot of sayings with culos. Yeah. But the one that got everybody going, and I think even in English is very strange, is there are many people, but grandma gave birth is how you would translate it in English generally. There are many people, but grandma gave birth.
Okay.
It means we were in trouble before, but now it's a real problem.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if grandma's given birth.
Yeah, that's what I said in the reel. I go, poor grandma.
Yeah.
If grandma gives birth, we are definitely in trouble. Why is grandma? What? Why do you bring grandma into it? Why grandma? You say it was a lot of people and someone gave birth, but no, they have to say grandma gave birth, which is a hell of a thing. And then there was to get run over by the ice cream push cart, not the ice cream truck, but the push cart.
You know,
you know, one of those
like a street cart.
Yeah. What is that King of Pops shit that they have all over the place? Yes. King of Pops. And that means that you're too smart for your own good. You got run over by the push cart.
Oh.
Which makes no sense to me either.
I know.
You got run over by a very slow push cart full of delicious ice cream. Makes no sense. But whatever's clever, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I had to bring Astrid in here and convince her that her voice should be online. And she reluctantly did it. And it just...
Baby steps.
Yeah, people just go crazy over it. It's like, wow. It's not that easy to make people go crazy here at the commercial break. I wish they did it.
I know.
I mean, some people go crazy. They go crazy on the phone line. I didn't even check the phone over the weekend. I was like, I just want to leave it. I thought about going live on Sunday night, like just turn it on, go live, talk to some people. But then I was afraid nobody was going to show up and I'd be talking to myself. And I don't like to do that.
No,
I don't like to be here without you. It's like talking to myself. I think sometimes about going live on Instagram too. But then it's like, do I really want to talk to myself about myself? Or you know what I'm saying?
To myself about myself.
Yeah. Like,
hey, Brian, how are you? Good.
Hey, Brian, how are you? Great job on your Instagram lately. Let's review the videos on your Instagram together. You and me and me and you.
We'll you could do a comment on your own.
Comment on my own videos. That's right. And then I'm like, well, I could go live, but my Spanish, I have to have time to translate the Spanish, meaning it's got to go slow. So if I really get like, you know, 50, 60 people on there and a couple of them are speaking really rapid Spanish, I will not be able to keep up. And I'm just going to sound dumb. That essentially the wizard, the curtain's going to come down from the wizard, right?
You can't do that.
Oh, so talking all about Venezuela, but you can't keep up in Spanish. Got it. When it's comments, I have time. I can read it. If there's a word I don't know, I ask Astrid or I put it in translate and I go, oh, okay.
Now don't drop the curtain.
I'm not going to drop the curtain. No, no one wants to see how the sausage is made. Really, no one wants to see how the sausage is made, especially not here. And then I managed to get through. Have you started
the pit?
The pit yet?
No, we almost did last night, but I think I might wait until tonight.
Maybe. Okay,
because it comes out on Thursdays, right?
It comes out on Thursdays.
I was even thinking about waiting until Thursday.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait till Thursday.
But so we haven't started any of it yet.
Okay, good. Yeah. I didn't know if we needed to talk about it tonight. What I did start and what I've been watching in pieces is the movie Sinners.
Because, oh, it's so good.
Oh, you know, on our ice storm break, Sinners was nominated for more Academy Award nominations than any movie in history.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it said on TMZ or something like that. And like 18 of them. And that's a lot. Now, I'm about halfway through the movie, little more than halfway through the movie. I know the writer and director is known for his horror movies mainly. And I can see where this is going. I can see where it was going. But I will have to say that Michael B. Jordan, who's in the movie,
so good.
Is already excellent playing both sides of the twin. The twin
brothers.
Brothers. Yeah. I guess the, you know, antagonist or protagonist in the movie. Already doing a great job. And the movie is something, you know, I'm not a big period movie kind of guy, like period time, you know, the go back in time and watch a movie about, you know, early 1930s Mississippi. Like, that's not necessarily my thing. I would rather watch something that's a little bit more modern, or you got to put me in the right mind frame. And he has put me in the right mind frame.
The music's great in it.
It's Delta blues, Mississippi, or they don't, they, I think they kind of, they allude to they're in Mississippi, right? And, but they're definitely in the Delta.
Yeah.
This sharecropper time. And the music is so fucking excellent. And the way that he twists in popular music, pop music, and music from, like, you know, caveman days all the way through now, even though you're stuck in this one time period in the movie, like, Jimi Hendrix shows up, essentially, right? Run DMC shows up, essentially. Not them actually, but, like, a representation of them shows up. And the way that he weaves this in is
so
brilliant
good.
Filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant filmmaking.
Jeff's friend is the one who did all the music for
what?
It. Yeah, Boo Mitchell.
Boo Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good job, Boo.
Yeah, he's from Memphis. He's
Boo on you, Boo.
Yeah, good job, Boo. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so Boo put the music together?
Yep.
He did the score?
He did.
Or he picked the songs?
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to go back.
He's like the music director.
He was in charge of the music.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's the music director. Yeah. So he, like, pulls together all the pieces and weaves it into the story.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really brilliantly done. Have you seen Sinners?
Yes.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah. Okay, I want to watch it again.
Okay. Don't tell me what happens. There are parts that are a little slow for my taste, but it keeps you bouncing along. It drives me fucking crazy that I have to watch a goddamn movie in seven parts.
I know,
around
I was going
to
say, why are you watching in pieces? But I know that.
Yeah,
answer.
You know the answer. It's
I
the
do.
Fucking kids.
Yes, I do.
You know, I don't have any time except for the last hour of the day before I go to sleep. And by the time I lay in bed, I am so exhausted.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to make it through. So I watch until my attention span starts to fade. Then I press pause and I say, okay. Watch The West Wing and then go to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on the same episode of The West Wing for 3 weeks.
Same thing with Seinfeld.
Same episode. Yeah. I just keep restarting it. I'm like, I'll get through it tonight, and I never get through.
Those are 30 minutes. So for us, so it's usually that we, like, get through half of it.
Or, yeah.
You know, almost all of it, and then pick back up again the next.
That's
night.
It. That's the game.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people play it. That's the game that a lot of people play. Is that, you know, you have your stuff that you want to watch, stuff that you're interested in, you pay attention to,
right.
And then you have your night-night juice,
yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Your Baba, your Binky.
Your Baba.
Your Binky. Your Binky TV.
You
okay?
do have the Binky
yes,
TV.
You've got your Binky TV. And
I've got a TV for all kinds of different situations, too. I was thinking about the other day because I wanted to go up and do some work, like in my little office area upstairs. And I wanted to have something on the back in the background, but I didn't want to have to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Made me think of you with the 5,000-pound twins or whatever. Sometimes
1,000-pound sisters.
Yeah. Or my little Johnsons, whatever.
Yep.
You get the TLC
stuff. Seven little Johnsons.
My stuff is usually like the Peacock stuff, like the Bravo stuff.
No, that's Binky TV, too. That's Baba Binky TV. That's what
that's my sleepy time TV.
Sleepy time TV is different.
It is.
Yeah. Like 1,000-pound sisters, not for sleepy
no.
time. No. That's for I'm working.
Right. Something on in the background.
Tune in every like 10 minutes and go,
laugh.
Oh, there's the plot
right.
point. Yeah. Okay. Move on to the next. Right. Oh, she lost another 10 pounds. Oh,
yes.
She gained another 10 pounds. You know, that kind of stuff. And then it's very formulaic TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like Seven Little Johnsons, I've said this before. It's the same fucking thing every episode. Some family drama, some game they're going to play that's clearly set up just for the cameras, some niceties, you know, someone got married,
uh-huh.
someone got an A, someone, you know, has a girlfriend, whatever, and then end with some cliffhanging drama that you're
sure.
going to find out the next week, right? That's how it goes. That's formulaic reality TV. And so that is I don't know what to call it. It's like my Adderall, right? I keep it on and my gears
mm-hmm.
can switch back and forth. But then there's Baba Binky Time, and Baba Binky Time is a show I know so well
yep.
that my brain needs not tune into it.
Exactly.
I can recite some episodes of The West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
I can recite some episodes of Kath and Kim. I can recite some episodes of Mr. D. I can recite episodes of certain shows that I've just watched so much.
Yep.
And I enjoy it so much
mm-hmm.
that it puts me in a place where I'm not, my mind isn't racing about the 7 million fucking things that are wrong with my life.
I agree.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm just bummed out that we didn't have an actual ice storm. Nothing happened. I wasn't bummed that we didn't, you know, lose power and, you know, trees crashing through people's houses and all that stuff. That
you wanted some snow.
I wanted just like a little additional drama, making all of the effort that we went through
right,
worth it.
Right.
Right? Like 2 days of kind of really being stuck in the house. There's ice outside. We can't go outside. You know, we step outside, we're going to slide and kill ourselves. But that only happened for like 2 hours. That was it. 2 hours on Sunday morning. And then the rest was just bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah. But I think we count ourselves lucky. Like BT, our super fan BT.
Oh, yeah.
He's without power still.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they've got a gas fireplace, and so they're able to do that. I've decided I'm going to buy a portable generator, but in the spring, everyone else is buying one.
If you really want a portable generator at a time when it's the cheapest, buy it in the summer.
Summer.
Portable generators in spring.
But what about summer camping? I thought people might use it for camping in the summer. But whatever.
I don't know.
Summer,
my father-in-law told me this summer.
When it's not 2 days before the ice storm. That's when I'm going to buy it.
No, no. And that's why you don't buy it in spring, because there's always the threat of severe weather in Georgia in the spring. Tornadoes and thunderstorms and stuff. People's power goes out. And
okay. I'm going to chatty
GPT all that.
Will.
Yeah. And if you need help, are you getting like an actual generator or a portable generator?
The portable. Not one you put on the house.
Okay. Because if you're going to get one, you're going to put on the house permanent. I have friends. We can talk. You know, because that's like a thing. You got to do a thing.
Yeah.
You got to have wires and electricians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, you can't just like whoop, whoop.
10
yeah.
grand, too.
Oh, they're terribly expensive.
Yeah.
But more and more people are buying them because, you know, I think we all realize that, you know.
Well, with the climate change, for sure, there's all this severe weather.
Yeah.
More extreme weather.
Yeah.
That's happening. Well,
here we are in Georgia. It's 19 degrees outside. It's like the high today. 19 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Anyway, let me find the commercials here. Anyway, lots more to talk about. Thanks for joining us. Give us a few minutes. We'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Best to you, best to you, best to you, best to you.
Hearing that takes me back to my old Casio keyboard days.
Oh, yeah, the
when
old Casio keyboard. Uh-huh. Nothing like an old Casio keyboard. Hours of fun.
Yes.
I'll sell my kids over the weekend because they rely on you for everything. You know,
Daddy, play with me.
Play with you. I bought you 70 million toys.
I know.
You got 7 TVs, 2 iPads, and a partridge in a pear tree. The fuck do you want from me? You got a gymnastics bar and a Toy Story thing and a million puzzles and blocks and all this shit. Legos. I don't even know. I don't even know what's in the house is literally filled with junk that's mainly for you to play with. So
yes.
Why do I now have to be the... But the problem
entertainment.
Is... Yeah, like Astrid said. The problem is you brought this on yourself. And I said, how did I bring this on myself? And she said, because anytime they come to you, you decide, you say yes. Anytime they come to you. You know, the gymnastics daughter wants to do flips all, you know, around your head. You say yes, and then you complain that your back hurts. You know, your kid wants to sit with you and go through the history of Disney World. You go through the history of Disney World with them because you say yes. You know, little one wants to, you know, play school. All weekend, I was the teacher, you know.
Oh, you were?
You're the teacher. Daddy, you're the teacher. I'm the student. And you have a baby and you need to go pee-pee, change a diaper. Now it's time to go to lunch. I'm putting on makeup. I'm doing a whole thing. I got a whole routine that's going on in these. But to me, I'm like, okay, I'm. That's why the kids love me. Like, mom serves one role, dad serves the other one, which is mainly to fuck off.
Right.
I mainly fuck off. Teach them lessons in life.
Yes. Like,
you know, don't snort the green cocaine. Right. You know, I mean, that's like lessons I teach the kids.
Practical.
But all of a sudden now, I got to be, like, all weekend, we have to entertain the kids from everything. And they're moving from one room to the next, just making a mess. That's it.
Swirling around.
Yes. Little whirling dervishes.
Whirling dervishes, yes.
A bowl in the china shop, as my mom would say. They bring all the toys into one room, plop them down, throw them on the floor, mess up the beds. You know, lampshades are this way. They close the blinds, turn off the lights, you know, lock the doors, hide under the bed. You know, they're doing this whole routine. And so finally, I got irritated. I'm like, that's it. You got to clean up your mess.
Yes.
And my kids are at the age right now where we're learning these lessons. And they spend days like this. I don't clean up. I'm so tired. I don't feel good. My leg hurts. I didn't mess it up. You messed it up. Why can't you help me? Days doing this. When it takes exactly 7 minutes to clean it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They spend the whole day on the floor, pounding their fists and kicking their feet. And I don't want to do it. And I didn't mess it up. And fucking clean it up in 7 seconds. And then finally, I just like draw the line. I'm like, no TVs, no iPads, no more fun. Mm-hmm. No more daddy playing with you until this room is cleaned up. And I'm taking away that iPad I'm taking away the TV for a week. 5, 4, 3, 2. And then all of a sudden they're running around cleaning up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they're running around cleaning up and it takes exactly 7 minutes and it's all clean. And I'm like, we spent 3 days talking about cleaning up and 7 minutes cleaning up. Why did we do that? But they don't get it. They're just kids.
No, I know. They won't get it until they maybe are out of college.
Yeah. They're, yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, you know,
until no one else is there to clean it up, that's it.
I mean, get it. Yeah, I keep on telling him, your mom and me, but mainly your mom, it's not her responsibility to clean up after you 4 times a day, but that's what they're doing. Finally, after like by day number 2, they like started playing on their own. They all were playing together, like just running around the house.
There's enough of them to play together.
They're it. I know. And so Astrid was like, oh my God, they're making a mess. I said, hey, listen, they're playing on their own. Just leave them be. Let them make the mess. Mm-hmm. At least they're doing it on their own.
Yes.
Let that be the lesson to all of us. If we weren't here, they'd be fine. The house would be a mess, but they'd be fine.
Yeah.
They wouldn't eat anything of substance, but they'd be fine.
Smarties.
That's right. I was interested to see that Kanye West over the weekend
put out a
very long apology letter explaining his situation. And that is that, you know, Kanye's always had a weird jaw. As a matter of fact, I think for the first like 2 years of his like that public life, his jaw was wired shut, wasn't it?
What?
Or something like that. I don't know. He's got a weird mouth. You can just tell. It's puffy. His teeth are weird. I mean, they're straight, but his overbite is weird. And that's because he got into a terrible, was he shot or was there an accident?
No, it was an accident.
Yeah, car accident.
I was reading this, the other day.
Car accident. I'm sorry. He was in a car accident, broke his jaw.
And had brain damage.
Yeah, well, we all knew that because he's just been weird.
It seemed obvious, yeah.
Yeah, he's been saying
something was off.
Outlandish shit, dressing up like a Nazi, like just doing weird shit. Like almost publicly trying to tank his career, or as I had assumed at times, trolling the world, like just saying weird shit just to get a reaction. Because he's so followed, everybody watches his every move. He just decided, fuck you, I'm just going to do what I want to do. Well, he wrote this big, long apology letter.
Yeah, he like took out an ad, right, in the Washington Post?
Yes, and it was a very long letter, and it just kind of explained that, you know, he's got real mental health issues, and they're not always under control, and he's just been going through a period, I mean, a long period, like 3 fucking years.
Well, yeah.
But he's been doing this whole song and dance, just being a big troll. Now, why do I say this? Because I really don't give a shit about Kanye West.
Yeah.
I've never been like the world's biggest fan of his music, though I can see that he's a talented musician. It's not my cup of tea. Kanye isn't. But I also notice that I've noticed a general softening of the tone, a general flipping of the tone on a lot of people who were rooting for the election of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities mainly, and now the backtracking of these people, including some of the most hardcore right-wing podcasters, now trying to like flip the script a little bit, especially after this whole Minneapolis thing happened over the weekend. Joe Rogan, Theo Vaughn had on Bernie Sanders.
Oh, wow.
He had on Bernie Sanders, and he said, and he mentioned that he liked what Mondani is doing in New York. He liked Rokana, some of these like more really progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And Theo Vaughn mentioned, I'm learning as I go, and I'm starting to learn that I like what these people are saying. And I think they have a point. I think you have a point, Bernie Sanders. Now, I'm not like, you know, that's not my opinion. That's what I'm saying. Theo Vaughn said, I will share this, that, you know, when you're in the public life and, you know, you put down this stuff on celluloid and it gets like hard coded into the universe. And then you have to make some big, mm-hmm. you know, mea culpa. That must be incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
It must be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, I would think so. But needed.
But needed. And so I hear like online and on news programs, all this stuff is being mentioned, how Rogan is now pushing it back against immigration enforcement, how Theo has kind of changed his tune altogether. I mean, really altogether. He has like flipped the script 180 degrees. You know, Kanye's coming out and said, I was an idiot. You know, this guy in Minneapolis, or the guy who was running for governor of Minnesota, came out yesterday with a long video saying, I can't in good conscience run as a Republican because when my daughters look back on this, I don't want them to think I was on the wrong side of history, and I don't want to be on the wrong side of history. You know, all these people coming out, and then I hear, like, there's a lot of people pushing back on this. They're like, oh, you should have too little too late. I agree, too little too late. But I also think, you know.
Well, better late than never.
Better late than never.
Yes.
Yeah. Better late than never. What I am waiting for, me personally, is Gwen Stefani to come out and apologize. I want Gwen to come out and apologize.
Oh, God. What did she do?
Nah, she's just an idiot. I think she's like a born-again Christian now.
I think she is, too.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Like her and who's that guy? Blake Shelton?
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't they like born-again Christians, like rabble-rousing Christians?
I do remember reading something about her and— He probably is, too, I guess. They're married, right? They did actually get married.
Yeah, they did get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, they slept with, they cheated on their spouses.
Yes.
And, you know, then became born-again Christians. Makes sense. Follow the road. I was watching some old No Doubt videos, like old No Doubt videos, like public access TV No Doubt videos. And they were, besides her, they were absolutely terrible. And they were ska, like, you know, straight up ska.
They were.
Yeah. And with the horn section and everything, you know? And I remember for a brief period of time that 33 Penis did some ska ourselves.
You did.
We did. And I would scat on top of the ska.
Nice.
We had a song called Ska Bitch.
Oh, you're being hard, too.
Yeah, it would start off like slow, like Rocky. It was like, Ska Bitch. And then it would go into the ska.
Oh, my God.
Ska Bitch.
I can't believe it didn't take off.
It didn't. There was this one girl in our school, in our high school, and she was straight ska, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and everybody was afraid of her. And let's just be honest. Like, no one knew what ska was, so we were all kind of scared of whatever it was. Excuse me. This damn cough.
Oh, no. It's just lingering.
Will not go away. And it sometimes, like for an hour or two during the day, I feel like I have a bad cold. You know, like right now, like yeah. achy, miserable. So I'm hoping I'm giving it to you.
Good. Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Stuck in this studio with all the particles flying around.
Right.
I probably have measles.
No, you got vaccinated.
So there, so this girl would, you know, she was walk around school with her, you know, ska stuff and her plaid and all this crazy crap. And so we wrote a song, not to be pejorative, ska bitch, like, but you know, like a, almost like a, I guess kind of like a bad bitch, like a ska bitch was a bad bitch, right?
Okay,
a girl
gotcha.
Who was like, you yeah. know, a badass in our school. Mm-hmm. So we had, we wrote this song called Ska Bitch. And so then we played the song called Ska Bitch at one of our two appearances.
Yeah.
And someone came up afterwards and was like, you shouldn't do that song. And I'm like, why? It's part of the, it's one of the four songs right. we have.
And originals.
Oh, yeah, originals. The rest is just cover songs, and they aren't that good. Well, it's kind of offensive to call a woman a bitch. I remember this guy said it. I think this is when we went and played the actual, like, you know, rec room. Mm-hmm. And this guy was like, oh, it's kind of offensive to call a woman a bitch. And I was like, what? Really? Is it? I was learning as, you know, I'm a young kid, 15 years old. And I was like, oh, okay. So I asked the girl that I was dating at the time. I said, is Ska Bitch an offensive song? And she was like, extremely offensive. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess we'll take Ska Bitch.
We'll take it out of the rotation.
And she goes, but I think what's more offensive than the actual words of Ska Bitch is the song Ska Bitch, because it just sounds bad.
The actual song.
Yeah, it's some mix of ska and grunge rock that doesn't really live in a world that I understand. And
yeah.
So I let it go. I let Ska Bitch go. But I was watching those old Gwen Stefani videos. And I was like, first of all, she was a baby when they started off, 16, 17 mm-hmm. years old. Second of all, it was terrible. I mean, it sounded like music, but it was just bad music, you know? They really refined their...
They were big in the 90s.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm Just a Girl. I mean, you couldn't get away from that song.
Oh, yeah.
And she just was a badass. Mm-hmm. You were like, wow, that girl is a badass. Ska bitch, really a badass girl.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I don't know what happened. But I mean, you know, I guess a No Doubt couldn't go on forever.
No, well, it was No Doubt, but then she went on her own, you know. And then...
They got back together. They did a reunion
they
tour.
They did do the reunion yeah. tour, yeah.
And wasn't her brother in the band? Her brother was in the band. He was like the guitarist, wasn't he?
I think so,
I think
yeah.
he was too. He was yeah. the guitarist. And then she dated the bassist, the
That's
Filipino
right.
guy that was, I think he was Filipino, the guy that was in the bassist. They were an item for a little bit when she was younger. And so then she broke off on her own, and she had a string of other really
Huge.
Big hits.
Yeah. Yeah, it was her Harajuku phase.
Yeah, which then became offensive to a lot of people, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And, you know, and then she...
Married
Blake Shelton and became a Christian. Yeah, then she went on The Voice. And she yeah. married Blake Shelton and became a born again Christian.
Well, I guess her, you know, she was married to what, Gavin
Newsom?
Gavin
Rosdale. Rosdale. Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. Now with Bush.
Yeah.
He was the frontman
That's
for
right.
Bush. But
he
then
was.
There was a big dusting up. I guess he had an affair, and they had like three kids together, I think.
Yeah, they did. He dated the nanny, didn't he? He
was like
yeah,
that.
He's sleeping
yes.
with the nanny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always the nanny.
Since she left and then got on The Voice and then met Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Astrid won't allow a babysitter under the age of 45 in the house.
Yeah.
She's always said it, by the way, even before we had children. She's like, just want you to know, no way are we getting some 21-year-old foreign exchange student to be our nanny.
An au pair.
Yeah, an au pair is oh no. Au pair? Oh, oh no.
Oh no to yeah. au pair.
That is not happening. And I was like, I didn't even think, this is like, you know, a week after we met. And I was like, what? Why so sensitive? And she's like, everybody in Venezuela has an au pair, and it's always the reason for the divorce. Yeah. She's like, it's always the reason for the divorce. Oh. And fair enough. Oh. You know, hey, listen, yeah, you know, that's the way it goes. There was one more thing that I wanted to say. Bush was another
Bush.
Band that for 12 seconds
yeah.
took over the
oh,
world.
I remember loving that one song.
Yeah.
What was that?
Everything's in, everything's yes. in. Yes. I don't.
It was so moody. And, yeah.
Yeah, he was moody. It was moody. They couldn't follow it up with a, you know, no. a strong second song, let alone second album. But, you know, you gave them credit for in that moment, they hit the zeitgeist because people were sick of.
Oh, yeah.
They were sick of Pearl Jam. They were sick of, you know, Alice in Chains. They were sick of Soundgarden. That lasted for like 3 years. And then came Bush. And and like this, this was like right before nu metal started. Like,
yeah,
you know, Fred Durst came on the scene and stuff like Kid Rock and all that
Limp
bullshit.
Biscuit.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit. Don't get me started. Not no, that anything against no. Fred Durst. That's just crappy music, though. It just is. And I know there's a lot of people that are into nu metal. I'm just not into nu metal. Whatever. Anyway, there's this weird in between.
You're into ska bitch.
I'm into ska bitch. Ska bitch. I don't know how I didn't see that was offensive in the first place, but listen, you know, we were kids. I'm trying to run from my history, okay? Yes, I have ska bitch in my background.
Face it. You're facing it.
I'm facing it head on. There's probably not one recording of ska bitch, but if there is, it was me, and I'm sorry. Okay, there we go. Bush hit the middle. They hit the...
They were big for, a year?
They hit the MTV clitoris right there. I mean, they just hit that buzz button. And for a year, you could not get away from that song. And I remember that for MTV Spring Break, they went down and they played Club La Vila in Panama City.
Club La Vila, I spent some time there.
Oh, man, did I too. Mm-hmm. Right over by that pool, desperately trying not to look like an idiot, trying to get with my Janko jeans.
That
pool
was huge, too.
And they had four levels. Uh-huh. Oh, man, that place was huge.
Was
and
rocking.
They checked your ID like they were... blind, dumb, and deaf.
Yeah.
They were like, what?
That's
come on in.
That's where I found my fake ID. It was in the bathroom at the Club La Vila.
You just grabbed it?
Well, it was laying on the counter. Nobody was around. And I looked and I was like, well, she kind of looks like me.
Yeah.
And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So I grabbed it.
I told you that one time I went down to Panama City. And one time my dad let me go to spring break. And we went down to Panama City. We couldn't find a hotel. So we were 20 miles away from Panama City inland at a Holiday Inn, and we drove into town, and we got kicked out of one part. Remember, I got kicked out of the hotel party.
Oh, yeah.
People were like, who are you? And I was like, I'm the guy that somebody told the party was here. But we got into Club La Vila by just literally walking in. Like, we had our driver's license. We just went like this.
Yeah, just flashed it.
Yeah, we just flashed it. They didn't even give a shit. It was the 90s. No one cared. And we went in, and we tried not to look like idiots for about 45 minutes, and then we left because it was clear that we were idiots. No one cared about us. We had no friends there. We knew no girls. We had no game.
Yeah.
We talked to nobody. I think I lit up a cigarette, and some girl was like, gross. It's like, okay. And everybody smoked back then.
Everybody did smoke.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if she was thinking the cigarette was gross or I was gross, but one way or the other, she made it known that it was time for me to go. Anyway, Bush played Club La Vila, and I remember thinking, oh, wow, I've been to Club La Vila. Like, you know, you have the connection. You're like, wow, I've been there. Pouring down rain, and he's out there with his electric guitar doing that. Everybody's zen. It's a great, actually, go on YouTube. It's there. You can go. It's a great version of that song. But that's the only song that Bush ever did that anyone gave a shit about. Or maybe he had one or two
others.
There
was one or two others, I think, mixed in there on that same album.
Yeah, on that same album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, But Gavin Rosdale continues to be a handsome man.
He is.
He got the maid, the nanny.
Yeah, who knows if they're still together, but.
No, of course. It never works out like that. That's the thing about cheating. It never works out.
No.
It never works out that all this, you know, you think, I mean, okay, on occasion, for Gwen and Blake it did, but Gavin struck
first. They
weren't
together. I mean, they weren't with their people.
Oh, I thought they were.
No, she had already left Gavin. He was single too.
Yeah, sorry, Gwen. Sorry, Auntie. Sorry about all of it. And now you're born again Christian? Not that there's anything against being Christian, but... born again Christian, like that hardcore Bible beating kind of bullshit.
I don't know.
You know, same thing happened with what's that? Russell Brand. He's a Bible beating Christian, born
is
again
he?
Christian now. Yeah.
Huh.
But he's a real fucking moron. That guy. The less we see of him, the better.
Yes,
all
I
right,
agree.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
Garbage.
I wish there was a recording.
There probably is somewhere. I mean, all my friends have the recordings. I never kept it. I never kept the recordings of anything. They send some stuff to me when I ask them to send me some stuff. Like the classic. Let's see. Is this it? Maybe this is it.
Not Sunny Side Up.
What is this?
This is you guys?
I am that kind of girl, Patty Loveless, 96.7, The Legend. It's another late night. Thanks for being with us. Here is Conway Twitty.
This is an hour of Brian talking in and out of classic country songs. You want to just round out the show with this?
There's T.G. Shepherd for you. Only one you. Yes, there is only one me. Thank you very much. All right, here's some Michael Martin Murphy while I give you the weather. Tomorrow, same situation as today. It's going to be hot, and then there's going to be a chance of thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Saturday, it looks like it's going to be stormy all day long.
Look at you doing the weather.
Wow.
Thanks, the weekend.
That's so embarrassing. I don't know why I put that in there. Did we do that one time? I guess we did it one time, didn't we?
I guess we did, yeah.
Vaginal farts are wonderful things.
You need a little key.
I do need a little key. I can't... I thought I had. No, I guess I don't. I thought I had some 33 penis in there, but I guess I don't have any 33 penis in there. I'll put it in there for the next
Please
show.
Please do.
We need to have some of that on standby just in case, you know, one of us falls over during the show.
Yes.
We need some extra backup. I need to play us out with some 33 penis live from Shady Oaks retirement. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, 33P.
Yeah, that's me talking in and out of 96.7, The Legend.
The Legend.
I'm on this app called...
I remember driving the Legend van around.
I mean, if you're new to the show, then you will not have heard this. By the way, this restream makes us look like we have been sunning in Mexico for a week. Yes, it looks terrible. I mean, or good, depending on how you like it. That's not our natural skin color if you're watching on
YouTube. Well, I'm assuming, too, with all the ice, you didn't get back to go see James at the gym.
No. No, the gym was closed on Sunday and Monday, but I'll get back there this week. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Please do.
But I do remember, I mean, 96.7 The Legend, WWLG, 96.7 The Legend. For those of you who have not been around that long, the small stick is what it was referred to in the building because it was a really small stick. It was basically like a toy radio that you would buy at Radio Shack, and they put it on a stick somewhere down in South Georgia.
Yeah.
And they would broadcast classic country through it. And I don't even know how this station survived. I think it made like $4,000 a month.
You're always throwing it in.
Yeah, you just threw it in for free. Mm-hmm. When you sold the big stick, which was
the bowl,
which would you could probably be here in South Carolina, some parts of South Carolina, because how radio works is it's essentially a transistor, and you turn the power up or you turn it down. The government gives you a license and tells you how tall it is and how powerful it is, and the government tells you how far you can run the signal, essentially how much you can turn it up. And WWLG, which is still in existence today, now it's a Mexican country, now it's a Mexican country station, basically had like 4 watts. 4 watts. It couldn't have even powered a light bulb, that thing. And so there was about 6 or 7 people in South Atlanta that could listen to the station. You might be able to crackle it in South Atlanta on a cloudy night. But that's how I got on the radio, is that I convinced the program director of, like, the whole company to, like, you know, hey, put in. He said, yeah, go do WWLG. No one listens to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you can hear why, because of my incredible talking in and talking out skills. But
yes, he did give you a shot.
He did give me a shot. And I remember taking this very seriously. And because no one else in the building wanted anything to do with WWLG, anytime there was anything to do, like when the oil and lube down near the racetrack wanted to have a remote, but yep, they couldn't afford 94.9 The Bull, the salespeople said, hey, get the legend. That's perfect. It broadcasts right over the
right
over the racetrack down there. That's the only place that can get the legend. Go down there. And they excitedly sent me an email. Hey, got a remote for you if you want to do it, an appearance. And I was like, somebody wants me to do an appearance?
I might have sold that.
You probably did. And probably because I was on the legend.
Yes.
You were looking out for me. And so I think I got $300 or $400
or
whatever.
Yeah, you get a little extra boost.
Yeah, you get a little extra cash. And I remember it was me and Cam, and we woke up on a Saturday morning at like 5:30 in the morning, and we went to the station, picked up the legend.
The van.
Yeah,
it was like a cargo van that had been wrapped with the legend on the side of it.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah, it had like...
It was.
And so Cam and I are riding around Atlanta in the 96.7 The Legend van that had no seatbelts or anything in the... No.
I rode in it too. Christy and I went down there. We took it down to South Georgia to go try and make some sales.
This was a murder bus is what it was. There was no windows.
Yeah.
Except for the two up front. There was no windows, no seatbelts. It was just those two seats that bounce a lot every time you hit something. Yeah. And then
there were no shocks.
No. No hangers, no shelves, no nothing, just a big empty van. And we threw a banner back there and a card table and a tent. And we went down to the oil and lube gas station. We pulled up and they had no fucking clue what we were there for. None.
We're here.
The manager was like, you what? And I was like, 96.7 The Legend for race day. I always talked with a twang. Make everybody feel okay. I was like, 96.7 The Legend, we're here for race day, because it was race day. And, you know, everyone was going to drive by.
Oh, yeah.
We were given tickets to the race away, and I think we had, you know, $100 and, you know, legend cash. You could only use.
20 cash.
Yeah. Conway cash. We had Conway cash. That you could only use on the radio station's website for, like, shitty deals, like, right, you know.
Oh, those deals.
Yeah, oh, those deals.
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Fucking deals.
God, those things went crazy for a while.
They went crazy for a while. People, they needed to, you know, the managers were pushing those and right. What were they called? I forgot.
Well, I mean.
It was like a Groupon.
Exactly. What it was. It was that
but
version of
it was
Groupon.
Through the radio station. Yeah. And so there'd be, like, there was one poor girl just had all these gift certificates on her desk, and she had to mail them out.
That's
I mean,
right.
It was just, like, the whole situation was terrible. There was no good about it except for you might get, you know, a personal pan pizza. Like, a personal pan pizza when you buy 12
large mini
pizza.
Golf. Half yeah, off mini golf.
That's right. All the shittiest stuff. And this was, and there was an oil and lube, mm-hmm, you know, deal. And so we had these gift certificates, you know, half off your oil and lube. And so we were out there. 7 a.m, freezing fucking cold, 7 a.m, you know, Cam and I, we had the speaker, the station was playing, and then I would press the button and I'd be
come
like,
come on down to Buddy's Oil and Lube.
Yeah.
You're at Twitty's Oil and Lube on Highway 777. It's Brian and Cam from Late Night on the Legend. Come on up for your chance to win half off your Twitty Lube.
And there was no one there.
No.
There was no one there. And people would pull out of the lube and they'd be like, what station you with?
WWLG 96.7 The Legend. You ever heard of Late Night on The Legend?
Those fucking liberals. Late at night. The two funny guys.
That's right. They've just been fired. We're the new management.
Yeah, we're not them.
Yeah,
we're a new management here to talk to every single of the three listeners. We're here to find the three listeners of WWANG.
And then later on, as the race got going, there was like a big line of traffic trying to get into the racetrack. And so some people pulled in. It warmed up a little bit. It was like five people standing there. And the music was playing. And one girl was like, can I take a picture with you? And I'd be like,
of course.
And she'd be like, which one are you? Which one are you? She was like, are you Cletus?
Oh, God. Cletus.
That's me, Cletus Teacher.
That guy.
Oh, man. Cletus T. Pud. Listen, God bless him. I hope he's doing well. But he was always nice to me. You know, he handed me all the drugs I want. No,
yeah, he was nice. It was the drama that surrounded him.
He was like crazy. Big Ben. It was like just like a ball of craziness everywhere he went. I don't even think he showed up to work. Guy got $1 million a year contract to do nothing. He came in twice, I think, and they had to pay him out because of some problems.
Right. Yeah.
Some problems. But yeah, we sat down at that Oil and Lube for 4 hours, and I think maybe 20 people showed up total. And that was mainly people pulling off because they were sick of sitting in the traffic. And like, you know, we gave them a legend sticker or something. Yeah, a t-shirt or a free coupon for ice cream. I forgot what it was all about. But I did earn $300 or $400, and I was excited about that. And I took it very seriously. And I was like, oh, man, I hope I do one of these a weekend.
Yeah, that's where you can make some
extra
cash.
$1,000 a month. But that was the only one we ever did. Twitty's Oil and Lube did not ask us back. They did not ask us back. They thought it was a limp noodle.
You gave it a good shot.
Yeah, well, it wasn't worth us. You know, it was like a pull-in, pull-out lube station. It was like, you know, two bays. Pull in, pull out. And we took up all their parking spaces with our tent and our speakers. And I think they felt like it was more disruptive than it was, you know, advantageous. Let's put it this way. I don't think they did any additional business because Cam and I were out there acting like idiots. And I remember Cam had like
spinning tunes on the ledge.
That's right. We had the little board and like Cam wanted to like do the had some bits that we did and you wanted to plug them in and I was like, I gotta read the room here, Cam. I'm not sure. They're gonna report back and I'm not sure that
oh my God. The radio days.
Who is that girl from? I'm not sure the Sarah Palin bit's gonna fly down in here in Coweta County. I'm not sure. Yeah. It was fun, though. Listen, we had fun, and it was good, and I got experience on the radio, and that experience led to nothing. Nothing. 1 year of positive revenue at the commercial break.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been along for the ride the whole entire time.
I know. Poor Chrissy. Listen, which one's the bigger idiot? Me or the one who keeps following me around? I don't know.
I did leave Clear Channel first.
You did leave Clear Channel first. Yeah. But I was.
You were right behind.
Oh, I was right behind. I think it was weeks later when I left.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I stayed very long. Well, you were gone. And then, you know, right. I was in charge of 7 radio stations on purpose because they knew that I wouldn't be good at that. It would be a reason to fire me. So I luckily negotiated my way out.
And then you slipped right on over to Simon Govadia.
Yeah, I went to Simon Govadia. Well, that was like a year later. But yes, I slipped on over. I left Clear Channel in 10, 10, 9 or 10, and I slipped over to Guavati in 11. And so, you know, from one shit show to the next.
Right.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
I saw that he just dropped his lawsuit against Porsche because he's not sure he can actually get back into the United States.
I thought he was down in a holding cell.
No, so I read today they shipped him out. He's now in the United Emirates.
Oh, he is.
Yes.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah,
and
I saw
he's dropped his lawsuit against Porsche because he doesn't know for sure if he could get back into the U.S. and he has to be present.
Yeah, you actually got to show up in court. I mean, I think you can, or
and
a representative.
You know, what the whole thing was over was him saying he had erectile dysfunction.
He had ED.
He's
yeah. And I mean, how do you prove that or disprove that? Honestly, is he was going to have to do some kind of test. I mean, that's what happened. Like, you know, there's cases where like, you know, people have to go through drama. And listen, Simon's just a bad dude. Just stay away from Simon. He's over there in the Emirates, probably, you know,
scamming more people.
That's what he does. That's what he knows to do. He is literally, when you get those Nigerian oil prints emails, you know, I'm a Nigerian oil man.
He really had convinced everyone he was
He was a real life Nigerian oil man who had no oil at all, ever.
No.
But somehow there was money flowing somewhere. I'm not really sure. Don't even want to know, to be honest with you. Probably. But, you know, I didn't get that involved because, you know, he just owed me a bunch of money. Still does. Jesus. If I had all the money from all the people who owed me, I'd be fine. But there is a point of diminishing returns when it's just like, what am I going to do? Sit in court all day long? Yeah. You know, I'm not Donald Trump. I don't have 12 lawyers just waiting to sue anybody and everybody who I think has done, you know, done me wrong song. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's a problem. Maybe I do need a team of lawyers. Maybe I could pay for the team of lawyers if I would just get some of this money back.
Yes.
I mean, Quabadia probably owes me $90,000. That's a lot of fucking cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked for that guy for a year for almost free. I think we got 3 paychecks and then he just strung us along for the next 5 months. It was insane. Insane. And then I had to be the guy who was like, he's coming. He's coming. Don't worry. Simon's good for it.
He's got oil.
He's got oil. It's coming. It's on its way from Nigeria. Fingers crossed. Pinky promise. Oh, Lord. I'll tell you. Good times.
Whoa, good times.
Good times. Good times, everybody. Good times. All right. We'll be back on Thursday. We'll be back on Thursday, I think maybe for 2 episodes. On Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We'll be back on Thursday for 2 episodes. So tune in early or late, whatever you want to do, however you feel. And then I think on Friday I am going to run our interview with Billy Gardell.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was a fun interview. It was a fun interview. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I've been meaning to watch that movie. On Amazon. I can't remember the name of it now, but I'll go back and look.
Yeah. I'll put a link in the show notes. So you get 2 episodes. I think what's going to happen probably here very soon, maybe as soon as this week or next week, you'll get 3 episodes of The Commercial Break new every week, and then maybe a TCB classic on Fridays so you can catch up. And, you know, we'll have some fun. We'll do it that way, okay? We'll do it that way for the foreseeable future.
We're flexible. We're learning as we go 6 years later.
Yeah, 6 years later. We're just figuring it all out. But that's the world of podcasting.
Yes,
the world of comedy podcasting is in a lot of tumult right now, just if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to get into all the bad news, but there's a lot of comedy podcasts that are not doing so well. They're seeing numbers decline fast. And I think I know why. We're just not that good at what we do. And we do too much of it. Well, someone's excited about us doing 3 episodes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll do it. All right. So 3 episodes. You'll get Billy Gardell, I think, this Friday. The tune in. It's a good interview. He's a good guy. You're going to enjoy what he has to say. Promise you. He is not the guy from Mike and Molly. He's a new guy. And he's really cool. He was really cool. So, I mean, he is a guy from Mike. You get what I'm saying. I don't have to explain everything to you, do I? Okay. And if you want to listen to my wife off camera, follow me at Brian W. Green on Instagram. At The Commercial Break is our official Instagram page. At TCB Chrissy is Chrissy's. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break is where you can watch all of the episodes that we do live. Or you can go to the website, TCBpodcast.com. Get your free sticker. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.